Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For even the Son of Man came, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. That is a shocking verse. We oftentimes think about ourselves as servants of God, which we should. The New Testament certainly teaches that. We're servants of Christ. We're servants of God. We follow him. We worship him. Absolutely. In those senses, we are servants of God. But the whole picture here in Mark 10:45 is actually the opposite. This is Jesus, God in the flesh, saying he came not to be served by us, but to serve us. He came as our servant. The word there is like helper, slave almost. Now, obviously, we know Jesus is not our helper, slave in a sense that he does whatever we tell him to do. Like, no, that's clearly not what this means. But it does mean very clearly that Jesus came to serve you. Just let that soak in. Whatever's going on in your life right now, you have a servant named Jesus. Doesn't mean you tell him what to do, but he exists. He came for this purpose, to help you, to give his life as a ransom for you, and to serve you, to save you from your sin, and to serve you in your life. Just let this soak in. Jesus is your servant, my servant. Oh. I don't even know how to comprehend that, but I believe that, and I'm going to rest in that. I'm going to live based on that today. I want to encourage you to live based on that today. I'm guessing you've got all kinds of things in your life right now that you need help in, you need wisdom for, you need peace, and you need strength for. I'm guessing everything in your life you need help in right now if you understand your life rightly. And Jesus, God in the flesh, is saying, I'm here to serve you. So let's pray then. Isn't that what prayer is about? It's about saying, we need help and you've promised to give it. So God, we need help. We need help. I need help in my life in so many ways. I need wisdom as a husband, as a dad, as a pastor. I need wisdom. I need strength. I feel tired. I need your peace as I'm wrestling with these things over here. And I need your grace in these different ways. I need your power to overcome sin and temptation in my life. I need your help in wrestling through this or that issue. I need your help in what to do in this situation or that situation. God, I need you to serve me today. And I praise you for your promise to serve me today. And I pray that everybody who's listening to this right now who's in Christ would just feel the wonder of this, that you, it almost feels inappropriate to say, but your word says it right here. Oh God, I pray that people who are listening to this right now would know that you are their servant. You love them. That you came and are present right now to help them, to give them what they need, to enable them in every way, to provide for them peace, strength, hope, joy, love, wisdom, all these things we need, and so much more. Oh God, I praise you for this reality, and I pray that you'd help me and everybody who's listening to this to live in it, to live as recipients of your service to us today, all throughout the day. In Jesus' glorious name we pray. Amen.